This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Somewhere today, you've probably got someone skipping the gravy and pouring sriracha on their Thanksgiving plate. It's that Asian hot chili sauce with the rooster on the bottle, and it's got devoted fans and now a problematic legal situation, which has put things on hold at the factory. Davey Kim has our story.
About 25 miles east of Los Angeles, the new Hoi Fong Foods factory is cranking out bottle after bottle of sriracha. Inside, you see piles of freshly picked red chilies on conveyor belts. They're getting cleaned, rinsed, ground, and delivered to the mixing room, where they're stored in thousands of blue drums.
Oh my god. So I'm in the mixing room right now. And you cannot breathe.
Meet the man who owns the factory.
My name is David Tran. I make the sriracha sauce.
David Tran escaped from Vietnam to LA about 30 years ago. He began making his hot sauce in a bucket and delivered it in a blue Chevy van. His guiding principle:
I make the rich man's quality, the poor man's price.
Last year, Tran sold 20 million bottles of sriracha. His company grows about 10% a year and has gained a cult following. And you'll now find sriracha in Lay's potato chips and Subway sandwiches.
Candace, I'm not sure you should have that here.
Oh, calm down, Carl. It's just a new sriracha chicken melt from Subway.
So Tran's never spent a cent on advertising or public relations. But lately, he's had a PR mess. The hot sauce's unique burn has been drifting out of the factory and into the surrounding neighborhood.
There was one resident that had a birthday party for her son, and the birthday party had to move indoors because the smells were so strong.
That's Fred Galante, city attorney for Irwindale, where sriracha's made. Tran actually received complaints about the smell earlier last year, so he installed a filtration system. But now the factory is churning out bottles at four times its previous rate.
It's clear that the filtration system they installed last year is completely ineffective.
Associate Professor Adam Zimmerman at Loyola Law School says shutdown cases like this may depend on the complicated world of nuisance law.
The question that's usually raised is, well, what does it mean to unreasonably interfere with somebody else's property?
But this Tuesday, an LA court did reasonably infer that the odor appears to be a public nuisance. For now, the sriracha plant has been ordered to partially shut down. In Irwindale, California, I'm Davey Kim for Marketplace.